This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Omari Scott, O-M-A-R-I, middle initial D-S-C-O-T-T. Date of birth, December 21st, 1999. Date of appointment, October 31st, 2022. Requesting physician, Maruti M. Sankara. M-A-R-U-T-H-I, middle initial M-S-U-N-K-A-R-A. Dear Dr. Sankara, I have the pleasure of seeing Omari Scott today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 23-year-old right-handed man who on September 24, 2022, jumped out of the moving car while intoxicated. Period. He woke up in the hospital. Where CT of the head done, which shows acute non-displaced linear fracture of the right temporal bone extending through the mastoid air cells and external auditory canal with the trace of adjacent pneumo cephalus and a small amount of blood within the right middle ear cavity and mastoid air cells. Probable tiny amount of acute extra axial blood along the tentorium cerebelli. CT of the C spine did not show any fracture or subluxation. Urine toxicology shows positive cocaine and tetrahydrocannabinol. Patient was sent to the Albany Medical Center where he stayed 2 days. We don't have any record from that. Today he is here and because he wants to go back to work. He does not have any symptom and he perfectly feels fine. He is working as a machine operator. Past medical history, none. Past surgical history, none. Allergy, amoxicillin and penicillin. Current medication, none. Social history, smoke 6 to 7 cigarettes per day, drinks beer over the weekend, smokes weed, is working as a machine operator, he's single, lives with a girlfriend, have 3 children, family history, mother alive and healthy, father alive and healthy, one brother alive and healthy, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he had a motor vehicle accident. He jumped out of the car due to intoxication. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen south, bulbs on present. Next of all, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes, upper extremity 2/4, lower extremity 3/4. Plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. assessment and plan, 23-year-old right-handed. Man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem, number one, post-concussion syndrome, number two, head injury, number three, history of alcoholism, number four, history of drug abuse. Next paragraph, although patient is clinically back to baseline, but I would like to order CT of the head without contrast. I would like to see him back in my office. After that, then I will clear him for his job. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.